Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
guys going crazy. Hold on. Whoa. Those guys are fighting in the background with their lightsabers. I don't even like that. What's going on here? Hey. No, I'm just kidding. We are doing some different things. As you see, we got our soundboard running. We got our different sounds we're bringing to you. Yeah, it's a little cool, but you know what? Here you go. All right, maybe it won't work. Don't get cocky. That's a great line. As you can tell, I don't know if you know this, but that is my favorite show, Star Wars. But let's talk about what's going on. We've been ranting and raving for these first few minutes, playing around with our soundboard. But you know what? Again, let's talk about that live stream we did last week over there at Lawrence High. It was one of the very first of its kind. It wasn't done. It was a great gathering, great turnout, a lot of people. The staff was really great. They did a lot of work. They made a really enjoyable powwow. The feedback we got back from the different ones who watched the live stream, who got to see it, they were really happy. They were thankful for that. It's something great. You know, it reminds me of the different ones who are streaming online, the powwows that you see, the bigger powwows at least. That's more important to what people do is those bigger powwows where they get to see all these dancers come together. And that's the one thing that I enjoy about powwows because I've been around the powwow world for a long time. And well, I'm 40 years old. I've been around powwow most of my life. Powwows that I've been to, you know, I've looked this up. I've looked this subject up. It's something that, you know, I'm trying to figure out. What is a powwow? What does it mean? What do people do at powwows? You know, because there's a lot of definitions I've seen. There's different ones who have copyrights of what they say, what a powwow is. They say you can't copy this. But in reality, a powwow is different between American Indian tribes because some tribes, the powwow is actually maybe a spiritual dance, a traditional dance. It's a cultural of their own tribe and values. The powwows that I've been to and grown up in my whole life, they're not really a powwow that you see the dancers and contests and this kind of singing. As my father brought me around to this arena, as I am from a Kiowa tribe, we do our own dances. We do taipego, as we say, or the gourd dancing is what we do. And that gourd dancing to me is really powerful in a spiritual thing. It's a powwow to me. And to others, they're like, I don't know it. I don't understand it. But there's some powwows I've been to where I don't understand. Like these contest powwows, I don't get it. I'm going to bring it out there. You know, when you go to a contest powwow, you see 30 or 40 dancers all dancing the same way, and you got 5 judges. How do they pick who's the best dancer? Sometimes you see them pick their friends, and that's where it goes. And that's just the world of the powwow. You know, that's the reality. You see these different ones go to powwows. They get all these judges, but they really know each other out there, and they pick friends. That's the reality. That's what I've seen. That's the one thing that I haven't – that's why Native Guy doesn't really go to a lot of powwows and contests anymore because it's not open to everybody when they want to come and enjoy. Because let me tell you, when I go to a powwow, I don't go to contest. I don't go to say I'm better and singing better at these people. I go to powwows because I want to feel good. You know, my life, we all experience – hardships. I've experienced hardships. I've experienced traumatic events in my life. And when I stay away from powwows, there's a purpose. There's a reason why. And that's the thing. When you look at the different people who are out there defining powwows to you on their web pages and everything like that, they're just generalizing all Native Americans into one category, into one intertribal dance. But you got to realize the powwows that some of us go through, like me. When I go to a powwow, I go to listen to that beat, to feel that spirit, to be healed by them dancers, to be healed by them singers, to be healed by that music, you know, because that's what it does for me. It makes me appreciate these things that we have, you know, the powwow world. In fact, let's get a few songs of some powwow here. Here's one, Omaha Whitetail. Let's see if we can get this going here. And enjoy this one, ladies and gentlemen.
City. Okay, not die yet. Before it can be reborn.
Okay, now we'll try this out. Here we go. Enjoy. I'm
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
back. We thank you. We hope you're enjoying that music. We've listened to a little bit of sounds of that first one was Omaha Whitetail. The next one was Blackstone, a little bit of Young Buffalo Horse, up-and-coming drum group, and a favorite, personal favorite, the Kozads. What a great music they are bringing us. We are streaming you live on the Blog Talk Radio Network here and the Native Broadcast Network. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our new name, Native Broadcast Network, the NBN. Yes, we are happy you're here. We've been talking a little bit about powwows this morning. Listen to some powwow music. You know, true story. One day I was living in Washington State. I was up there during the winter time, and I was excited to be up there. I'd never been to the Northwest Coast, the Pacific Coast there, and it was great. They were in the middle of their traditional dances there, but you know what? Because we were talking about powwows and different ones, they are putting stuff on the internet and telling you this is what a powwow, this is what happens at the powwow. But if you look up the word what a powwow is, it's a gathering of things. It's a gathering of people for cultures for whatever. I believe the word is an Iroquois and Algonquin word used by European colonizers, as they call them gatherings or powwows and everything like that. And so it's just basically used throughout the United States with American Indian tribes. And the reason why I'm telling this story is because I went to a powwow before. I was excited. My relatives on the Northwest Coast there of the coastal tribes there, and I've never been up there. And they were telling me, hey, we're going to go to a powwow. It's up at the next reservation. And I was like, all right, let's go. Who's the host drum? Who's singing? And they start looking at me. And I just looked at them. It's like, oh, okay, maybe it's a surprise. So we went up, and it wasn't exactly a powwow like the ones that I know and like the ones people go and look at and the internet and everything like that, because that's what they called their gathering of their traditional dancing. It was a powwow, but it wasn't really a powwow. So when you're calling somebody saying, hey, let's go to a powwow, you want to make sure it's really a powwow, because this one I went to, it was really a beautiful ceremony. It's the Northwestern tribes up there. They do their dances during the wintertime. It's beautiful things, and just being invited to watch it, spiritual, very powerful. The way the smoke lodges and those in there do their traditional dances and their I don't know, it's this really beautiful thing. But it was eye-opening to me, because what I thought was a powwow, you know, with the bells and the drum groups and the dancers and everybody singing, dancing, coming together, it wasn't exactly a powwow. And it's kind of like when I go home and to my native lands down in Oklahoma around my tribal people, Kiowa people, you know, we have powwows, but they're not really powwows. They're gourd dances. They're powerful to us. There's a lot of tribes who out there try to imitate what we do and those songs and everything like that. But in reality, those songs have meaning to Kiowa people, Comanche people, those people around that area who dance those areas, these dances, these powwows. So when you're talking about powwow, you know, what kind of powwow are you going to? Are you going to a traditional powwow where the tribe is doing their own tribal dancing? Are you going to intertribal powwow where drum groups are invited? Well, northern, southern, you have dancers from all parts of North America from different tribes representing. You know, those are the differences between powwows, and those are the things we want to talk about. What are the differences? How are they different from what we see? Because like I say, you go look up the word powwow. You go up, look at different ones who are writing about powwow, telling you about what it is. They're copywriting these things and saying, you can't use this. But in reality, you're telling 560 Native American tribes that they can't define what a powwow means. But in reality, all of us have different definitions. Like I say, maybe you're from down south, and they do tail dancing down there, some of those tribes. They do their own dances, traditional dances. They call them powwow. They invite others. Why? Because that's what powwows are, to share, be cultural. That's the key thing we want to point out. There's nobody can have a copyright on what a powwow is. You know, there's American Indians who sit there, this is all right, we're going to tell you, this is what a powwow. No. Powwows are different to people. Like me, like I brought out earlier, powwow is different to me. Powwow means something spiritual, something powerful. Listen to some old men like my father. He's an older man. He's been around. He retired from that drum over 30 years ago. Used to go around and sing. People used to know that he sang. He don't do that no more. He taught us these things. And then there's other ones we learned from in our tribe, our own tribes who teach us these ways. You know, and some of these good ways we're going to talk about here in a little while, because we're going to do some streaming again. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm all over the place, but you know, that's what this blog talk radio is all about. We're talking about our niche, our who we are, our image. I'm an American Indian. I'm proud of who I am. We're proud to share our culture with people. Sometimes people define us and think, hey, these guys, they're living in teepees from the past. No, we're modern people. We're normal people like everybody else. We have feelings like everybody else. We have ways. Each one of us from our different tribes all got our own ways. Some might put us all together in one category, but in reality, we're not all in agreeing about some of the things that are going on in Indian country. And well, those are different discussions for different times. Today, we're having a good time. We're talking about powwowing. Any of y'all go powwowing before? Anybody went to a powwow anywhere? Text us up. Tell us, where have you been? What's some of the best powwows? Boy, honey, I remember one time, a long time ago, we went down to Texas. Me and my brothers, we used to sing in drum group. We did all right. We weren't like some of these great groups who stuck with it, doing good things, you know, making good music. We just kind of out there trying to do something, and it was fun. It was enjoyable. But, you know, sometimes these powwows I've been to, I've got to see and meet some great people, great singers, great dancers. And, you know, it's just one of those enjoyable things. Our Indian people, we enjoy these things. It's beautiful to us. But, you know, one of the other things that we do, it's round dancing. You know, we're going to have a guest maybe call in here, and we're going to talk about honoring Native American veterans of Kansas. It's an first annual round dance that's going to happen here in this upcoming week on the reservation just north of where I'm at. And, you know, we're going to talk about what they're going to do, but what's round dance? You know, there's different ways of round dancing. There's southern round dance. There's northern round dance. So let's play a little bit of round dance. Let's get into the mood, and we're going to get ready to prepare for what's going on, because maybe we got different things going on, different powwows. Maybe we want to get ready for that powwow coming up later this week. Maybe there's bigger ones coming up. I know there's a bigger one coming up pretty soon. But you know what? For right now, let's get into some hand drum. You know, this is what it's about. This is what's the kind of singing we're going to have here in a few this coming weekend. We're going to live stream it. This is some Northern Cree, because this is what I can find. And we hope you enjoy it, and we're hoping to have our guest call in here very shortly. We're going to talk about what we're going to see.
My camp.
So we're not going to have that. We're going to do this.
Remember the choices.
Remember the choices. Enjoy. Hey,
Thank you.
We hope you're enjoying our round dance music. We have our guest who just called in. Yes, we're interrupting that music, and we can hear him singing in the background. Sing it! Sing it! Hey, God dang. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about the powwows. We're going to shut that down a little bit here, and we're going to talk to a guest that we have on the line who is actually there putting on a round dance this weekend right up the road here in Mayetta, Kansas, I believe. Maybe he'll get us the details on that. But it's called the Honoring the Native American Veterans of Kansas First Annual Round Dance. And, you know, we're going to talk to one of the organizers of this event this weekend, and he's joined us online. And how are you doing this morning? Thank you for calling in, Mr. Cully.
How you doing, Mr. Cullity?
Doing good. How's your morning going so far?
Oh, just sitting here at the clinic.
So tell us what's going on with this Honoring Native American Veterans of Kansas First Annual Round Dance. Is this some kind of special event that's going on, or what can you tell us that brought this idea about?
Well, this is an organization that we came to put together a couple of years ago in 2013. We did some events back then. We had some fundraisers, softball tournament, volleyball tournament. Then we went out and did our soliciting of funds to sponsor our powwow, which was in 2013, November. And it turned out to be a pretty good little event. We got to honor two veterans at that time. One was he was in the Army, Air Force, and Marines, and that was Burgess Tapito. And then we honored a lady that was in the Army, and her name was Deanna Brewer. She's part of Watermean. And Mr. Tapito, he's Kiowa. This year, what we're doing, since I had health issues last year, we really didn't get to do any fundraising, and we didn't get to have our powwow. So this year we're doubling up. This weekend we're doing a round dance up at the Prairie Band Potawatomi Bingo Hall. It's on exit 158 by the administration building. And we're going to have a community dinner. You know, everybody's welcome to bring something, you know, fellowship with everybody for a little bit. And then about 6:30, we're going to start singing, doing our singing. And hopefully we'll be able to have some little, you know, good round dancing up there. Spoke to the gentleman that's going to be handling the honors as a stick man. His name is All J. Michael Bighair. He's a crow from Crow Agency up in Montana. And spoke to him, and he's, you know, he's excited about this. And, you know, we're kind of excited about this because we're trying to bring awareness that not too many people recognize their Native Americans that have gone on to service. And that's one thing that you know, I'm trying to, or that's one thing that our club is trying to promote, is, you know, the conscious awareness of all the Indian, all the Native Americans that have gone into the service that just kind of seem to get overlooked, like all other veterans of all races, you know. And the thing is that, you know, this is one of the things that we're trying to do. Along with next month, we're having a overnight kickball tournament at the Prairie Band Potawatomi Boys and Girls Club on their kickball, on their softball field. And that's families, six adults and six youth under the age of 16. And, you know, we're just going to have a good old time at the kickball. And this weekend, we're doing the round dance, like I said, at the bingo hall up there at the Pottawatomies. And, you know, we got some singers that are lined up and ready to go. And, you know, we're just waiting until Saturday.
That sounds like you got a pretty big event going on here at the Round Dance, and a lot of good things going on. Any other things going on? What are some things that people might, who've never seen a powwow or been there, because we want people to come and see, what are something that they might take away from this? As we've been playing some round dance music, is that some kind of the things they're going to hear at this event?
Yeah, this event's a round dance, and that's basically all it's going to be sung is round dance songs. Like I said, we'll start like at 6:30 and go until, I don't know, probably about maybe 10, you know, just sometime in the night. But, you know, just be round dancing, you know, that's all we're going to do this time, this round. Like I said, since we wasn't able to do a powwow last year, we're going to honor four veterans of each branch of the service this year, since we didn't get to have our powwow last year. That was one of the things that the committee wanted to do for that, for our powwow this year.
And so what are the things are they going to do at the powwow? Because it looks like you're going to be feeding as well, starting at, what does the program look like as you're getting ready to get this going on later this week?
We'll start Saturday around 5 o'clock. We're going to have like a community dinner. And that's just, you know, if you want to bring something, you know, you're more than welcome. We're going to make some soups and some fried bread and stuff, and, you know, have some drinks for people, you know, that are there, you know. And if you want to bring a dish, you know, you're more than welcome. You know, we're not going to say no, because, you know, it's just kind of like a big potluck dinner for everybody. And then about 6:30, we're going to start singing, start doing our round dance singing, and, you know, everybody bring you shawls or whatever, you know, come out and round dance, and, you know, have fun, you know. And, you know, basically that's, you know, what we're, you know, that's just kind of the general idea of what we got going on right now.
Cool. And what if people can't get up there? Are there any other ways that they might be able to enjoy the event?
Yeah, we're supposed to have a live stream feed. And once we get that set up, I will post on my Facebook where you can link onto that and watch the round dance as it's actually happening. One of my friends, Mr. Colity is going to be our live stream feed
broadcast. The Native Broadcast Network. We chop.
The Native Broadcast Network. NBN is going to be bigger than CNN.
We chop.
But, yeah. But that's the, you know, that cutting out, I guess, catching every other word.
Oh, I said, go ahead.
Oh, other than that, you know, right now that's the next two events that we got scheduled on our agenda is the round dance and then the kickball for next month. And then maybe a softball tournament, a volleyball tournament. And if we got enough time, we might even try to have a Flag football tournament. Well, I just got to see if we can get that scheduled. Last time we tried to do a flag football tournament every weekend, we got rained out. And you'd think people that play football wouldn't mind standing in the rain. But those are some of the events that we got. I couldn't hear you.
Go ahead.
I said those are some of the events that we got coming up until, what is it now, April, probably till about maybe September. And then like I said, in October or November is when we'll have our powwow.
So this is just kind of working up to a bigger powwow, basically? This is kind of like benefit or something you want to do annually?
These are fundraisers. These are fundraisers, and hopefully it'll become an annual event to where we can do this next year. You know, our biggest setback is right now we don't have the nonprofit organization status, so we can't go and approach businesses or anything. We have to go out and talk to individuals. That's how we sponsored our powwow last year, was by asking individuals instead of, you know, going to major companies, because, like I said, we don't have our 501c, so, you know, we're kind of in a bind on that, but yet we can still, raise what we need to, you know, for our powwow by having these fundraising events, you know, and, you know, most of, you know, all the proceeds are going to go to our powwow. You know, everything's, you know, going to be geared for the powwow. Right now we have one confirmed veteran, and he was in the Army, and his name is Charles Wawiaton. He's a Potawatomi. He lives up in the Mayetta area. And so far, that's all we've gotten confirmed. We're on the lookout for the other three branches. He was in the Army, so we're on the lookout for the other three branches of service right now.
Well, it sounds like, as before we're getting to get thrown out of here, it sounds like we've got some big events. Drake, is there any final words you want to tell our listeners about the event coming up to get them there?
Just hope everybody can come out and enjoy some round dance music Saturday night. You know, if you're hungry, we'll be feeding at 5. You know, come and break bread with us and, you know, have a good time that evening, and, you know, that, you know, that's about all I can think of.
All right. Well, we thank you for coming in and joining us, Mr. Cully, and telling us about this. Again, that's honoring Native American Veterans of Kansas, and that is going to be held April 25th, correct?
Yes, sir. 5 o'clock.
And April at 5 o'clock, and the Native Broadcast Network, NBN. We will be streaming that live, and we will be getting more feedback to you. We do appreciate your time, Ms. Cully. We're going to let you go.
Thanks, sir. Have a
good
day.
And we do thank you all for listening, and we're going to end it with this.
Thank you for joining the Native Guy
on Native Broadcast Network.
Native Guy is out. I'm going to go to the next one.